Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past week, I was nominated by my BFF Caroline to do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Tune in for more details. My mom and I went to her friend's house and reorganized her home office. It was a lot of fun to take the office from chaos to zen. I'll tell you more later. Things have been heating up at my school kitchen. I'm in the NOCA culinary program and we've been cooking up a storm. Listen in to hear more. I've had a cooking demo at the SoFab Institute French Market stage. I'll tell you what I cooked and how it went in just a little bit. I had a great two-page feature in Muses and Visionaries magazine. Visit my Facebook and Instagram for the link to read the article. Now it's time for an interview with our special guest, Chef Lena Kwok, co-founder and CEO of Cup for Cup. Chef Lena Kwok is a graduate of Rhode Island's Johnson & Wales Culinary Institute. Lena began her culinary career as a private chef and caterer. To explore growing interest in nutritional science, she became a research and development chef with Thomas Keller at the French Laundry. She excelled quickly and was assigned to devise a gluten-free version of Keller's famed salmon cornet. Under the mentorship of Chef Keller, Lena refined the proprietary blend of flour and set about making it available to a larger audience. Based near the famed French Laundry in Yountville, California, there are currently 5 products in the Cup for Cup line, including a multi-purpose gluten-free flour, pancake and waffle mix, pizza crust mix, gluten and dairy-free brownie mix, and the newest wholesome flour blend. 2 new products in the wholesome line will launch in fall 2014, wholesome yellow cake mix and wholesome cornbread mix. As of fall 2014, all Cup for Cup products will be non-GMO. Chef Lena, I'm excited to have you on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. When you began researching formulas for a gluten-free flour, you were an R&D chef for Thomas Keller. Why did you decide to try and develop a gluten-free flour?
Well, they brought me on as a research development chef, and it was really to assist a lot of the chefs who had these creative ideas, you know, and I was there to help execute. Some of those projects was really to also accommodate some of the guests' dietary restrictions, whether they be diabetic or they had requests for vegan options. You know, those are all modifications we would make for the menu options. And what we noticed that was really a growing request, which was offering some products that were gluten-free. And so I first initially tackled this project because one of the chefs was asking for a gluten-free cornet. As you mentioned earlier, that's really one of the classic canapés that we serve at the French Laundry. And, you know, from there, more and more of these requests were coming. So I developed a gluten-free gougère and then gluten-free bread. And when we had served the bread to the guest, the reaction was so strong where it actually brought quite a few guests to tears. And that's when, you know, Chef Keller and I just realized that there's something to this. There's something that people are missing. And so how could we help and provide, you know, more people with this experience? And that's where we started, you know, thinking about the concept of a gluten-free flour.
Well, that's so awesome. I mean, I know it's really great that you have this gluten-free flour and that people who are gluten-free, they can, you know, have bread again and have things that they couldn't normally have because they were gluten-free. And, yeah, I mean, I know that you said that, you know, you brought, you know, some guests to tears, and now you have this whole line of gluten-free products and cake mixes and all kinds of different things. And I love that so much. I mean, you have, you know, there are almond flours, rice flours, and corn flours for people who want to create gluten-free recipes. So what makes Cup for Cup different from other gluten-free flours on the market?
So when we first came into this category of gluten-free, you know, it was really interesting to see that we had to start making recipes and reformulating how much volume of flour we would use. Even if the recipe would call for a regular cup of flour, we'd have to change it and modify it to get the same results. And so what makes Cup for Cup so different from the other gluten-free flour is that it's an equal exchange. So it's a cup of our flour for a cup of your flour. So that way you don't have to change your grandmother's chocolate chip cookie recipe. You could have those nostalgic family recipes that you've had for years just gluten-free, and you wouldn't know the difference. And that's our quote. You know, it's about making sure that the food that you eat, taste, texture, and also performance, it's equal to what regular flour does today.
And that's great, because then you don't have to do, you know, the whole conversion and say, oh, I have this much flour and now I need to add a different amount, so you can get the whole recipe right. And you can just say, oh, I have a cup of flour in this recipe, or 3 cups of flour, whatever. And then you just take your flour and put the same amount, and then you don't have to do all the whole measurement changing thing. And now, you know, you won't mess up the recipe or anything like that. And it comes out great.
Exactly. And that's the one thing that we'd hear consistently from people, that they missed the foods that they enjoyed at some point in their life, you know, whether it be a piece of cookie, whether it be a banana bread that they used to be able to eat. You know, like, these were memories that they had as a child growing up, what they ate. And so all we're providing is really an ingredient that happens to be able to give them, I guess, an ingredient that they could use in the recipes that they've always had.
Right. I love that. And speaking of cookies, I just ate some cookies today, right before this interview, made with your Cup for Cup, and they were so delicious.
I know. You were saying it was oatmeal, and what was the other flavor?
Oh, yeah. We had it was oatmeal cookies with cranberry and coconut. Oh my gosh, they were so good.
So I think that's the beauty of this, is that you know, for people, I mean, I think a lot of people in the gluten-free market, they're trying to make the best gluten-free product. And the difference with our product also is that as chefs, we didn't want to make a sacrifice in, you know, taste or texture. We wanted to make sure to make something that could fool the consumer or fool the guest and make them feel that they're special, because you're able to have something that's just as good as regular wheat-containing products. You know, we don't want anyone to feel left out.
No, right. I totally understand. And, you know, I actually understand that. You know, you said that a dinner guest tasted a brioche that you created with Cup for Cup, and she actually cried because she hadn't tasted bread in 7 years. So, I mean, that's so wonderful. So how did it feel to know you created a product so special it would change people's lives?
You know, it's really unbelievable that it really has impacted other people's lives, you know, that way. I didn't expect it, you know, and I still, to this day, when people thank me, I'm surprised, because it's an ingredient, you know, and I'm so happy to hear that, you know, it makes a difference. That's all I could ask for. And, you know, as far as this product, it really causes the whole team here to want to even, you know, push forward, make sure we are innovating on our ends, and also continuing to make Cup for Cup better, because it makes a difference in people's lives.
It really does. I mean, even people who have like celiac disease, or people who are just gluten-free or anything like that, they can, you know, have big treats and indulge on them with this, you know, that now that they have Cup for Cup, and, you know, they can make all of these recipes and things that they might not have had in years or something like that. So that's really awesome. I love it.
Yeah, and it's even for people, actually, a lot of people who thank us are people who are not celiac, and they have family or they have friends who have celiac, and they surprise
right.
them by baking
oh,
them up.
That's so wonderful.
Baking them a cake, you know, and so
those are
actually a lot of the consumers that we get emails from. You know, I was able to surprise my daughter with a banana cake that she could have. You know, those are great
wow.
stories, because Maybe not everyone is celiac, but somebody, I mean, everyone knows somebody.
Right, and then you're touching their lives, too. That's awesome. Well, bake some beautiful bread while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview of Chef Lenapois, co-founder and CEO of Cup for Cup, a gluten-free flour brand. Let's find out about you. What's your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
To cook, probably for me, it's trying to figure out the easiest way that I could make less mess in my kitchen because the cleanup is horrible. But I would say my favorite dish right now, and it always changes because I'm pretty much a seasonal cook, so whatever's in season. I love going to the farmer's market, and because I live in California, the weather, I mean, it just produces so many beautiful produce. But right now, I've been dabbling a lot with, actually, we had seen some beautiful prawns. So I came up with a recent recipe that was, and I love this because it's so easy. I take rock salt, and I incorporate it with a bunch of spices and citrus, basically whatever I have in the cupboard that tastes and smells good. I'll just kind of put it into this roasted salt, stick that in the oven, about 3 to 4 pounds of it in the oven, and heat it up about 15 minutes. And then I'll take raw prawns, and I'll mix it into the hot salt, pop it back in the oven for 5 minutes, and take it out and serve it with olive oil and lemon juice. Really simple. And almost no cleanup.
Which is great. We love that. It's delicious. And then you don't have to clean up that much. Because cleanup can always be, you know, like a pain in the butt sometimes if you have so many dishes because you're making this really extravagant dish and you have to use all these different bowls and plates and trays, and utensils, and all those tools. So, yeah, I totally understand. So, yeah.
And when you're full, that is the last thing you want to do. So that's how I think ahead.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Of course. No, that's totally true. Like, but I go to Noka and we always have to clean up everything, and we have to leave it with the kitchen spotless. So we're actually the last class that they teach in culinary. So the next morning, they're going to enter the room that we clean, and it's got to be, like, nice and clean. And we have to, soap every table and then sanitize it. And then we have to, dry it off and everything, and gotta wash all the dishes, clean as we go, and everything like that. So it's always great when we can kind of wash and then reuse the bowl instead of using all these different things, and then it just makes a huge pile.
Oh, no, yeah. I agree. That's how I think about cooking. I'm like, what is the quickest and cleanest way to get here with resulting delicious food? So
right. But those prawns, they sound really good.
Super easy.
Oh, I bet. They sound easy and delicious. So can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Funniest and most disastrous food memory. You know, it's funny because you think about all the foods. You know, I'm Korean, my background. Growing up, I didn't realize all the foods I had been fed, you know. And it's a lot of exotic ingredients. And so there is this one type of seafood. It's called a sea cucumber. And
yes,
it's very popular in Asian cuisine. And I remember when I was younger, didn't know better. I mean, I was just, and that's, it's funny. Most people are picky eaters when they're much younger. I probably ate everything and anything, you know. And I remember I've always had sea cucumber dishes, you know, when I go to Korean restaurants or Chinese restaurants. Never thought anything of it because it's prepared. And the one day I was in biology class, this is in like 7th grade, I open up this book, my biology book, not a cookbook, it's a textbook, and there was this sea cucumber, and I just remember like thinking, oh my God, I've been eating this for years. This is what this looks like. So I would say that was the most disturbing food memory, just knowing now what this ingredient looked like and what it was, you know, because when you're a little kid, you're like, oh, sea cucumber. It's some kind of vegetable. No, it's not.
Right. You're probably just thinking, oh, it's just like a cucumber, yeah. And they just grow it in the sea, and then they take it out, and then we eat it.
That's what my parents told me.
Right. And then finally, you discovered the truth, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Oh, why didn't they tell me this?
Yeah. I mean, I've, of course, grown out of it, but at 7th grade, when you open up that biology textbook, I mean.
That'd be pretty. I might have been grossed out. I probably been like, oh, I didn't know what that was. That I could totally see that, you know, when you're younger, you're just kind of, you'd be like, oh, I don't know. That's like a really kind of gross. And now you're just like, oh, yeah, I used to eat that all the time. And it's really delicious. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Food. I've definitely had a plethora of different unusual foods. Durian definitely is an interesting one. You know, it's funny because you hear so much about it, and you know, different reactions. Most reactions are bad. I wasn't revolted by it. I would say I wouldn't choose it if I was looking at ice cream flavors and they're like, oh, durian ice cream or vanilla.
Yeah.
I would be like, give me the, although two scoops of the durian ice cream. No, but I remember that flavor being like, it was rotting caramelized onions. That's what I remember the flavor was.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other unusual foods. Food that I would never eat again is stinky tofu. I mean, the name itself is really not appealing, but, and I've had, I'm one to say I need to try everything once. I would not eat that again. And I, as much as I know the health benefits of natto, I just can't do it. So those are a couple foods. I'm sure my list could continue.
Oh, and just for other people, sea cucumber would definitely be something unusual. But for you, it was just like a common food that you would eat all the time. But to everybody else, they're like, oh, that's pretty unusual.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you grew up with it. But I can tell like you've eaten lots of different unusual things, and I totally love to try new things and at least try it once. And yeah, but durian, I've had that and not a big fan of it. I had like a durian bubble tea, and I was like, oh wow, I've never had durian, but I was like, I know it smells nasty, but some people say they like it, so why not try it? So I tried it, and I was just like, I don't think I like that. So I don't. I didn't.
You gotta
like...
try the raw fruit.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Well, they put like fresh durian in it, and you could smell it when they blended it. Oh, it smelled so gross. And yeah, but I tried it, and I don't think I would eat that again either. Didn't taste or smell very pleasant.
I would try it again, durian.
Well,
the foods I wouldn't try again is stinky tofu and probably natto.
Right. Maybe if I had like held my like breath or like, I don't know, if I didn't smell it. Well, lastly, here's a new wacky off-the-wall food question that I ask all of my show guests. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook with and why?
Beyonce and Oprah. No, I'm just kidding. I would love to cook with my grandmother on my mother's side. She's passed, but it would be wonderful to know what she thought about my cooking now. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen her, and of course her part of my life, and I would love to see what she'd think about some of these new dishes that I cook on a regular basis. And you know, for me, cooking is really about expressing yourself and also sharing with the people that you hold dear. And
right.
So that would really be the person that I'd love to be able to cook for if she was looking.
Right. That's awesome. I do the same thing with my poppy. So yeah, but you know, it'd be awesome then to cook with them again, have them taste your food. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Chef Lena, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You've shown us that a gluten-free diet can still include scrumptious breads and desserts, and that cup for cup, all you need is imagination and a healthy appetite. If you want to find out more about Chef Lena Kwok and Cup for Cup, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to bake gluten-free chocolate chip cookies with Cup for Cup while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
At 13, you are just starting to become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 13 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through ready for what's next. Life at 13, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
Thank you. you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is lemon. Let's talk about lemon. According to food historians, lemons have been cultivated since the 1st century AD. The lemon is thought to be a cross between an orange and a citron. Lemon trees are evergreens and bloom and produce fruit year-round. They can produce between 500 to 600 pounds of fruit each year. The lemon is native to Asia, around Northeast India, North Burma, and China. In 1493, Christopher Columbus introduced the lemon to the Americas by bringing lemon seeds with him and planting them. Lemon trees are abundant in California because during the 1849 gold rush, miners paid large sums of money for a single lemon due to their scurvy-preventing properties. So smart businessmen planted lemon trees. The leaves of a lemon tree can be used to flavor meats and seafood. They can also be used to make tea. Lemon is very acidic and makes a powerful household cleaner. Here is a recipe for my lemon garlic cauliflower steaks. These cauliflower steaks are so delicious with the lemony tang. Ingredients: 1 head cauliflower, husks removed and cut into 1-inch thick steaks, 1/2 a cup of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 3 small cloves of garlic grated, 1 teaspoon of fine sea salt, and 1/2 a teaspoon of freshly ground pepper. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Place cauliflower steaks on a large sheet pan covered with aluminum foil. In a medium bowl, mix olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, salt, and pepper. Whisk thoroughly and pour mixture over cauliflower steaks. Roast for 30 to 40 minutes or until cauliflower is tender and golden brown. Serves 4. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Things are shaking up in the fast food world. Burger King just bought Canadian super fast food chain Tim Hortons for $11.4 billion. Burger King will move its corporate headquarters to Canada, but will keep the two brands separate. Their plan is to grow Tim Hortons' international presence. While in Toronto, my mom and I ate at Tim Hortons because everyone urged us to try it, and it's a Canadian fast food staple. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake hit the Napa, California area in the early morning hours on Sunday, August 24, 2014. The restaurant and wine industry damage estimates exceed $1 billion. You can donate to the American Red Cross to help the disaster relief. Visit redcross.org. Top Chef filmed in Boston this summer, and the episodes will be airing this fall. Padma Lakshmi returns as host along with judges Tom Colicchio, Gail Simmons, and Hugh Axon. The 16 contestants were revealed and include chefs from across the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast. And that's this week's Foodie News. Hey, Kid Foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana, so you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's Cookbook Shelf features Foods for Health, Choose and Use the Very Best Foods for Your Family and Our Planet by Barton Siever. You shape the future with every food choice you make. You can create a healthy body when you choose well. You can also support farms, factories, and more when you choose wisely. You can sustain our planet and nourish your family when you choose correctly. This cookbook features 150 foods, 100 cooking ideas, nutritional guidance from experts, and details of health benefits for all the food you eat. This is such a great cookbook, and it's like really awesome. It has tons of recipes in here, and it tells you all about different ingredients. Like here, it tells you about oranges, and it tells you how oranges were, how they began, and you know how they were brought, you know, over to somewhere where the origin was, and it tells you how to choose oranges. So it tells you, like, look for navel oranges in the winter months, and you know, simply peel it and eat it, and then you can get these in this month. And it tells you, like, different kinds of prep tips and what kind of health benefits it has. So for grapes, it says, oh, it has vitamin C, vitamin K, phytonutrients, and dietary fiber. And then there's also things like food science in here. So it tells you, like, what's in a raisin? And then it tells you all different kinds of things for it. And then why it's great to choose these for our planet and all these great things in here. There's recipes in here. And, oh, my gosh, this food looks so great in here. All these awesome tips, and it tells you how to choose and use the veggies and the fruit, so all the produce, and then why it's great for you, all the benefits, the prepping tips, and all kinds of things like the origin, and then, of course, there's recipes, so they look really, really yummy. So I love this book so much, and it's like really nice and big and sturdy and all these great things in it. So, this past weekend, my mom and I organized her friend's home office, and I was super excited because I love organizing, and so does my mom. We both love it. We are like OCD kind of and neat freaks, and everything has to have like a place, so everything in its place, and they all have like their own little homes. So yeah, we're super duper neat. And she really wanted to reorganize her home office and make it very zen but also bright and cheerful. So we helped her pick out her furniture from IKEA. So we went to like this store that they had in New Orleans where you could order it online, and we looked, and she's like, oh, that would be great for the office, and that's the perfect size. So we got white furniture, and it looks so great. She got this nice desk, and it had like kind of it was white with like blue, kind of like bluish tones in there, which is perfect because her walls were like a bluish grayish color, so it was perfect. She was kind of looking for like a blue green, lime green, and white theme, and that's what we did. She also got like a small like book case, kind of, I would say. But it was really short, and you can store books there, but we stored like baskets in there that were filled with different things. So we organized all of her office and filed things, got everything nice and straight and neat, and it looks beautiful. It's not cluttered anymore. There's not papers all over the desk. We taught her how to use a system, and we labeled things and like, oh, you put the two file papers in here, you put action in here, and all those different systems that she could use to help not clutter her space and not get back to the way she was before. So that was really awesome. And now she loves her office so, so much. And she even made us muffins, which is delicious. Then my best friend Caroline nominated me for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And of course I had to do it, and so I did, and it was so freezing cold, and I actually like started to scream before my dad even poured the ice on me. I don't know why. I guess I just started to like panic or something. So I did that. But it was so much fun. And then I nominated Reed Alexander, who's a really great friend, and Nina Camacho, and then one more person I'm totally forgetting. But it was really fun, and it was just so, so great. So I had lots of fun with that. And oh, I nominated my dad, and he was like, "I can't believe you nominated me." But I had to, especially payback since he poured the ice on me. Well, squeeze a little lemon while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Aliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Aliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. So congratulations to Roberto Catacaro, who guessed Oppo, or Chinese long squash. Let's talk about Oppo, or Chinese long squash. Oppo has a mild flavor. It's an Asian squash similar to a zucchini. Oppo is from the gourd family and is native to the cuisines of China and Southeast Asia. In addition to oppo, other names commonly referred to for this squash are bottle gourd, calabash, Italian edible gourd, long fruited gourd, long melon, long squash, New Guinea bean, Tasmania bean, snake gourd, and Sousa melon. Oppo squash is popular in traditional Indian and Southeast Asian cuisine. The green outer skin is edible and does not need peeling. The squash can be diced and cooked into sauces, such as tomato sauce or in soups. Oppo is a cucurbit and should be trellised. It is grown in Mexico and California, which is a major producer. Opo is very popular in Hawaii and grown across the island in backyard gardens. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is cup for cup oatmeal cookies. I love these yummy cookies so much. I ate like 3 of them. Ingredients: 1.5 cups of packed brown sugar, half a cup of sugar, half a cup of butter softened, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 2 cups of cup for cup flour, 2 cups of quick rolled oats, 1 teaspoon of nutmeg freshly grated, half a teaspoon of salt, a pinch of baking soda, and 1 cup of mix-ins such as chocolate chips, raisins, coconut flakes, dried cranberries, etc. Optional. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a medium bowl, mix brown sugar, butter, eggs, and vanilla. In a separate large bowl, mix flour, oats, nutmeg, salt, and baking soda. Add wet ingredients to dry ingredients. Mix thoroughly. Add 1 cup of your mix-in if desired. Use a cookie scoop. Place dough onto parchment paper lined cookie sheet. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes. Yields about 3 dozen cookies. Hey young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Aliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my recipe for pork carne asada. The carne asada makes a great taco. You know, my favorite food. Ingredients: 2 pounds of pork tenderloin cut into chunks, half a cup of olive oil, half a cup of rice vinegar, 2 limes juiced, 1 cup of fresh cilantro chopped, 4 cloves of garlic grated, 2 tablespoons of orange marmalade or any citrus preserve, half fresh jalapeno minced. Directions: in a large bowl, mix all ingredients. Cover with plastic wrap and place in a refrigerator. Marinate for at least 1 hour and up to 8 hours. When getting ready to cook, allow meat to come to room temperature. Heat a grill pan coated with olive oil. Grill pork until meat begins to caramelize and grill marks appear, about 7 minutes per side. Serves 4 to 6. Hey young chefs, it's time for Kitchen Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's kitchen craft is how to make apple prints. School is starting, and this is a great way to celebrate back to school. Supplies: 1 canvas bag, 1 apple cut in half, acrylic paint, plastic bowl, paintbrush, and newspaper. Instructions: Step 1. Pour about half a cup of the paint color of your choice into a plastic bowl or tub. Step 2. With the cut side down, dip the apple into the paint. Dab the excess paint onto newspaper. Step 3. Press the apple onto the canvas, making sure to press down evenly. Step 4. Allow to dry and use it for school or give it to your teacher as a gift. The instructions along with photos are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefAliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefAliana on Twitter and Aliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and a Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. So, this past week, in my Noka Culinary Arts, I've been doing lots of cooking and knife skills. So on Monday, when we came back from the weekend, we actually had some velouté and bechamel made from like the Thursday and Friday before, and it was still good. So the chefs, The chef instructors, they split us up into 2 teams, one for bechamel and one for the velouté. And if you don't know, bechamel is a blonde roux and dairy-based creamy sauce. And then a velouté is very similar to a bechamel, but instead of having your dairy, you put in chicken stock. And it's not as thick as a bechamel, but it's still really creamy and delicious. So I was on team velouté. And our team, we had to, agree on a dish. And we only had 30 minutes to cook our dish. So we were kind of like, oh my gosh, we have 30 minutes. What do we cook? So we kind of put all of our ideas together. And my first idea was, we should make a soup. But then they started talking about other things. Oh, we should do this and that. And then finally, we came to a conclusion, let's make a soup. And I was like, that's what I said in the first place. But we decided to make a chicken noodle soup. So that was really great. At first, we were going to do a pasta dish. But then we saw that the other team was doing a pasta dish, and we wanted to be different. And we decided on this chicken noodle soup, which turned out really great, by the way. So we put in like all the velouté we had into a pot, and we melted it back down and it, until it was like super creamy and yummy. And then we added, we didn't add any more stock because once it melted, we added everything else. It was like the perfect consistency, even though I thought it would be too thick, it actually wasn't. So we pan fried, like we seared our chicken and we kind of cooked that in a pan with some olive oil first. And then after that, we salt and peppered that, and then we put that into the soup. And we also sauteed like veggies and we did a carrots, and we had some carrots, some celery, and some onions. So it wasn't a mirepoix, but it wasn't like a trinity. It was just like kind of in the middle. So we put that in there, and then at the last minute we added our cooked pasta. We cooked the pasta and we added that at the end, and it turned out so delicious. And we added like all kinds of different seasonings in there, but it was really, really, I mean, the other team made a pasta with like zucchini and eggplant and ham, something like that, with their bechamel. So they actually made a mornay, which is a bechamel with cheese in it. So some people call it cheese sauce, but the proper name is a mornay. But we did all that cooking, and then we did knife skills for 2 days in a row. And then today we had to do more cooking. We were split up into different teams this time, and we had to make a dish using the onion, garlic, and zucchini that we cut up in the past few days. So we ended up making couscous. I made some couscous with chicken stock. And then one of our teammates, he made a stew with the onions and the garlic and the zucchini. And then we poured that over the couscous. And then we had meatball kebabs with roasted tomatoes and zucchini on there. And we put that right over the bowl kind of at an angle, and we drizzled some white balsamic reduction that our other teammate made. So we all pitched in, and it turned out really delicious. So I love that so much. I love getting to cook, and it's just so great. So I can't wait to see what we do tomorrow and all the other times. I can't wait. And then I also was in the Muses and Visionaries magazine in South Florida with a great 2-page article that I love so much. So check it out. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Henry Ford. Coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month, KidStar. We empower kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week, but be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The KidStar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to My Back is Broken.
My back is broken, but I feel fine. I might need surgery, but my friend, I feel perfectly divine. If you were to ask, how is it such a thing could be? Well, I guess I'd have to answer that nobody else is me. My shoulders hurt, and when I lift my arms, I feel the sharpest pain. That brings such joy to me, and so you think the boy must be insane. If you want to know the secret, why my back is in a crook, it's that ever since that we met, I've been packing Linda's books. And I cannot wait to slip a disc tomorrow round about 3:15.
The Kids Star album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.